Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set pop.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
All right. Today we are finally talking about the Haegum music video after the past few busy months of doing the D-Day album reviews and the concert content. So we're finally now getting to talk about Haegum. We took just a couple week break just to recharge after all the D-Day content, but really after the concert.
It was nonstop for like 2 months. So, you know, we took a little break, but we're so happy to be back and to finally get to talk about this music video with you all.
Yeah.
The expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Unz. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here. Christ, it's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it makes some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Oberst, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right, like we said, we're going to be talking about the Haegum music video. We're going to be getting into the storyline, a lot of the themes in the music video, the overlap between Haegum and Daeshwita. So stay tuned for all of that.
Yeah, but before we get into today's episode, we'd like to say thanks, Iconics, for all of your support and for being here. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs, our monthly Iconic Hangouts, and our sound checks, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts. And this month of June's Iconic Hangout will be on June 19th. So be looking forward to that, and we'll see you there.
Can't wait to see you all there. Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes, but any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you all for being here and for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much. So it is Pride Month. Happy Pride Month.
It's June.
In June. Yeah. Yes. And so this month we want to support family equality. Family equality fights for a world where everyone can experience the unconditional love and belonging of a family. Their mission is to ensure that everyone has the freedom to find, form, and sustain their families by advancing equality for the LGBTQ+ community. So we just think that it's a really great foundation to support and protect the rights of LGBTQ+ individuals and their families. And it also helps those seeking to start their own family, helping them get the resources and the support to do so. So it's just really, really an incredible cause, something that we really care about and that we're really passionate about. You know, everyone should be able to have a family of their own if that's what they desire.
Right. Yeah, definitely. So terrific organization who's doing really great work to donate to.
Yeah. So you can support them by going to www.familyequality.org.
All right. Let's get into the Haegum music video.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. So some background information. It was released on April 20th, 2023. For our initial reactions, my immediate thought was like all of those Daeshwita connections with the music video style. Like it's almost identical, except that it looks like it's a modern day version of what Daeshwita was.
Right.
You know, seeing him walk down the street, I was like, okay, yeah, this is just like how he walks down the street in Daeshwita.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just all of the parallels, that like power dynamic between the two different Yoongis.
Right. Even at the beginning of the video, the way they cut and flash the title of the video across the screen.
Yeah.
You know, they do it the same way in both Détruitant and Haygum. So that was really cool to see and to start making those connections. For me initially, like when I first watched the music video, I couldn't believe the gore that was there. But
oh, yeah.
I loved it. We've just never seen something like that, like from a Hybe video, you know? But coming from
Yoongi. I don't know. In Détruitant, like they cut heads off. And
yeah, I guess so. But like the blood splatter was particularly, you know, stood out.
Yeah.
But I thought it was super impactful right there at the beginning of the video. So I loved it. I just thought like, wow, okay, this is a treat here that we're getting.
It's right at the start. So it definitely kicks the video off like, oh shit.
Right.
this is what we're in for.
Totally. And we got a little bit of info from Yoongi himself about the video and the production of it from the shooting sketch. And he said that this is the storyboard that he immediately thought of after Détruitant. So he intended there to be these parallels that we saw in the first watch through too. He said that, you know, as he's always wanted to make the Auguste music a trilogy, he wanted to have many connections between this music video and the Détruitant music video. He also changed a lot of things during the production process of the music video, and he doesn't really go into specifics about what those are, but he likes how it turns out and he's glad that he made those changes. But to me it just stood out as significant because he was there almost being like his own creative director during the music video production process of making these active changes and, you know, not just sticking with what they had set planned ahead of time.
Very hands-on. Like, this was his idea. And
totally.
He had a vision and that he was really the director of the music videos.
Right.
Yeah.
He's executing here these things that he had thought about from, you know, its conception.
Yeah. Very neat.
Yeah. He also told us that the filming was very hectic because they had compressed it down into 2 days, and normally like a BTS video will be like 4 days, so just a lot of filming happening in a short amount of time.
Wow, they just really powered through with it.
I mean, we see it, right?
We do.
So let's talk about the music video itself and kind of what we see in the video.
Yeah. So to start off with the setting, you know, at the very beginning, we see him with in this crowded city street. And this was actually filmed in Thailand that we found out from, you know, his behind. And then we get this shot of a noodle shop. And this noodle shop also has this upstairs area that you see him go up. And then there's just... I don't know what it is exactly.
Office spaces, storage spaces. Back rooms.
There's also a shot in the music video where it's like his kind of hideout, like where he takes the money to once he steals all of the money, where he's kind of just like really running off that high of just, he just stole all this money from, robbed this place. And so you see him in this hideout. There's 2 different Yoongis in this music video. And so just like in Détruitant, there's the 2 Yoongis. So in this one, we've got the detective Yoongi, and this is representative of authority, law and order, rules, or like the system. Yoongi says in like the jacket shooting that this guy is really showing off too much because he's wearing this 3-piece suit with a long leather jacket.
Right.
Which is totally what the detective is supposed to be giving off.
Yeah, he's conveying that completely, you know, like that slight like layer of arrogance to him, that he's just better and, you know, that kind of that as the authoritarian representation there.
Above it all. Then we also have the criminal Yoongi, who's representative of greed, desire fueled by passion, subverting authority and freedom. So this criminal Yoongi, at the very beginning, we see him in like that blue and white bomber jacket walking through the streets, the white shirt and gray pants. He looks so hot. I just have to really elaborate on his hair. Like the wavy, like the small wavy hair that he has going on. I am obsessed with this look. I just think it looks so good on him. It inspired me for my concert outfit when we went to actually go see him in Chicago to like have that wavy hair. Like I've never really done my hair like that, but just love it on him so much.
Actually, these 2 Yoongis inspired our concert outfits together.
Yes.
Like, even though you did this hair, you were like the detective Yoongi
and I was like the
criminal Yoongi.
So cute. I love that we did that. But later on in the music video, he switches to a red and black, like, palm leaf shirt. He has a white shirt underneath it and gray pants. And I think this is, like, the shirt that people really think of the criminal union.
Right. Yeah. And so getting all of these parallels between Détroitat and Hagum in the music video and like the two Yoongis in it, we were wondering like, is this criminal Yoongi, is this the same Yoongi that we see roll up on the king in Détroitat? Yeah. But ultimately we decided that maybe not, because both Yoongis in Détroitat have the scar over their eye, whereas this Yoongi, the criminal Yoongi, does not have the scar at all. Where in this video, it's the detective that has the scar.
Right.
So we think maybe it's not supposed to be the same exact one, and that maybe this one without the scar has like some of its own difference or significance to differentiate this Yoongi from the other three that we've seen with the scar.
Yeah. Very interesting. Like, I don't think there's a whole lot of elaboration from Yoongi on that, because like you were saying, in Détroitat, both Yoongis have the scar. And in this one, it's just the authoritative detective Yoongi that has the scar.
Right.
But the thing about the scar in this one, in Hagum, is it looks like it's healed over. Like, it's not as fresh.
Whereas in Détroitat, it's like bright red.
It's bright red.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's showing like the significance of time passing, maybe an older scar, less painful, older wounds type of thing, you know, like representing the how further in the past the trauma is of when that scar happened. And maybe this Yoongi that doesn't have the scar didn't do it to himself, or, you know, has somehow avoided that trauma or grown past that trauma, so he doesn't have that representation of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because
I like that interpretation. Because
we see
of all
these
of the
two Yoongis at odds here, too. You know? So,
I do think it is representative of like the time passing for sure, at least, because Détroitat is like in that Joseon dynasty era, right?
Totally.
And this is a very, Hagum is very modern day.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Anyways, very neat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So these two Yoongis, we kind of see them at odds throughout this music video. So let's dive into a little bit of the storyline here.
Mm-hmm.
So it begins with the criminal Yoongi strolling up to the noodle shop. And I just have to say, he has six men flanking him. Hello.
Yes.
BTS.
That's totally BTS.
Yeah. I just have to say that the one in like the back left side is like totally supposed to be Namjoon. Like, he's the beefiest, you know, whatever. But anyways, so I just thought that's so significant that he has these six men behind him.
You also see that in Détroitat too.
Yeah, you do see it in Détroitat as well. As he is strolling up, he walks into the noodle shop and he grabs a pair of chopsticks out of someone's beef noodles. Like, they're not even done eating yet. And he saunters up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
He climbs the stairs to that back area and immediately charges at and jumps at the guard and like stabs him in the eye, takes him down in one fell swoop.
Is it the eyeball?
I mean, I'm assuming it doesn't
show it. I thought
it
was the jugular.
They don't show it. I'm
they
just
don't
thinking,
show it, yeah.
What can a chopstick go through?
Oh,
I think
yeah.
that the chopstick
Fair
is gonna can go through the eye.
Yeah.
So that's just, I mean, that
Unless
was my
Yoongi's
implication.
So strong,
yeah.
I don't
know. Yeah. Anyway,
I love how he hops
just
on
so
him.
Strong.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny because like that guy actually like takes his hair out of like a ponytail or something, you know, like he's ready to fight. And
right.
he takes him down on like one, you know, very smooth move.
Easily.
Like, yeah.
Right. Like, didn't put up much of a fight, even though he was ready for it.
yeah. So then you see all of his like backup guys, you know, those six guys that are with him, they just start like taking over this place. They're fighting all the other employees who are in there. And you see one employee who is calling for the police. You see like a shot of him calling for the police. And as like Yoongi and his men are leaving the scene, I just really love how this criminal Yoongi takes a moment to like, I think it's the guy who called on the phone. It could maybe be someone else, but like he's got his sack full of money and Yoongi looks at him and nods at him like almost like have a good day. You know, very carefree, very like you just fucking robbed this place and murdered someone, and he's just so like nonchalant about it.
Yes, totally. I love that moment. And it's so quick. Like,
it's very quick.
Very quick, but it's this little nonchalantness of like Yoongi's just so unaffected by the fact he just walked in there, murdered.
Saunters in.
Stole a sack of money and just have a great day. Yeah, it's totally that vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you see, criminal Yoongi gets away with this huge leather duffel of cash. He stops for a cool smoke break, you know, before he ends up running out to his hideout. So you see, like, the cop cars kind of pull up behind him. And he has this, like, real sly little smirk. And he kind of brings up that bag up higher on his shoulder. And he looks like he's getting a thrill from it, right? Uh-huh. Like, he fucking loves it. He loves the chase.
Yeah, he loves it. He is super energized. He is, like, adrenaline pumping. Nothing excites him like mm-hmm. this type of moment. Yeah. You know, you can see it all over his face. He even like bites his tongue a little bit as he starts to like run off.
All the tongue biting, yeah. smirking, mm-hmm. lots of that happening from the criminal Yoongi, but yeah. also it's happening from the detective Yoongi too.
Right.
So you see him kind of walk out and he's standing there and he has a moment there too where he realizes he has to go catch this criminal Yoongi and he smirks too. Like right. he seems like he's like getting a thrill from it too. Like, yeah. all right, off to go get this fucking guy.
Right.
Again.
He's like, I got to get my money back, whatever. Yeah. I also love when the criminal Yoongi first gets back to his hideout and he starts to like rage and party, you know, just like celebrate.
Yes.
I love that there's this shot of like money just falling from the sky, like a literal windfall. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think that that's so smart to have that in there. Mm-hmm. And you know, I just love the shots of him like stacking the cash.
Yeah, like, he looks deranged. Yeah. Like, this is that deranged Yoongi that we've always been seeing with yeah. all of his Augusti content, right? Especially the shot of him looking into that tub with, like, the goldfish.
Yeah.
Like, he looks psychotic. Like, he's very deranged.
Chucky.
Very Chucky. Yeah.
Totally.
So eventually, Detective Yoongi catches up and finds the criminal Yoongi in his hideout, finds him chilling in a tub full of money, and, you know, he's threatening him with a gun. And Yoongi, the criminal Yoongi that's in the tub of money, doesn't give a shit. He looks over, and there's a cigarette in the detective's mouth. He takes it out, and he just tosses it over into, like, the safe full of money and lights all of the money on fire. So then it's, like, it's not even about the money at this point.
It's not even about the money. Yeah. It's about the message.
Right.
It's about the fact that he can.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And I love seeing Army's response to this because you get both these Yoongis in the same shot. And it's just hot.
Yeah.
And when he does this, the detective Yoongi gets so fucking pissed off. Like, mm-hmm. you can tell he gets under his skin. He does, you know, he kind of cocks his head to the side, like, you know, cracking his neck. And then, you know, it looks like he's turned on by it in a way. And so, like, Army's like, Yoongi turning Yoongi on, you know, like,
yes.
we love it. But he, like, drowns him into the cache of mm-hmm. that tub. And it's just a really neat transitional shot where you see, you know, this, him drowning in the money. And then he's like, goes to that scene where they're outside and there's a whole bunch of people drowning the criminal Yoongi.
Right. And like in this big barrel of water.
Yes.
Yeah. Real quickly before we go to that, I just want to say one thing that I think could have made that scene hotter is if before criminal Yoongi, before he threw the cigarette into the safe of money, if he took one quick drag of it, like,
oh my God.
Right. Like from one lips to his own and then burned
it
up. Yeah, but I
had to say that.
Yeah, I did. But then also I think that it's so purposeful that he's sitting in this tub of money and he goes to like smother him in it. That's his reaction. His anger is like he's smothering him in his own greed. And I just think that that's such a thing that Yoongi has talked about that he struggles with. We know that that's a big theme mm-hmm. of his. So I love that. And then to use it as a transition into like the water barrel is so smart. Like, I just love how this video is shot and put together. So then, like, so they're back to this barrel scene now. Thanks for letting me slip in that moment.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you did.
Yeah, so they take Yoongi and they're trying to, like, intimidate him by pushing his head over and over again into, like, underwater in this 50-gallon barrel. But really, like, the joke's on them because after one of these times, Yoongi pulls out a gun from the bottom of it and kills the detective Yoongi right there. He aims at him. And what I love, too, is when he aims at him, we get this shot of the detective Yoongi, this look of understanding and realization of what's about to happen. And he does this little chuckle, like,
he chuckles.
It, like, he just knew, you know, yeah, it was going like, to happen. Got me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, this is just very similar to the ending in Détroit as well, where we have the Yoongi that we're really rooting for in the video. Mm-hmm. In Détroit, it was the one who rolled in, and he, at that point in the video, he had been like tied up, mm-hmm. blindfolded, and about to be beheaded. And then he pulls out a gun as well. Mm-hmm. And then here he's being drowned and he pulls out a gun, this secret stashed weapon that comes to his aid in the last moment that we're not quite sure how he's obtaining it here, but he has it anyways. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So
I think
he comes out on top ultimately.
Yeah. And I think it's because there's people who are working for the detective Yoongi who maybe just don't agree what he's doing either. Right. So they kind of, they're like inner spies, right? They're
right.
able to assist and help out.
It's all about Yoongi. The subverting authority, yeah. right? So like in Détroit, it seemed like one of the guardsmen was like secretly on his side. So, right. you know, that's probably the case here too.
Yeah. yeah. And I think it's just a point to be like, this position of power can also be very greedy and might also be like the person in power could be actually the criminal here.
Right. Yeah. Right. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that that is one of his big main
that's
points.
That's the main message. Yeah,
for
really.
Sure. So yeah, that's a big main message, is that the person in power could be just as guilty as the person who's not. Mm-hmm. And that, like, I think Yoongi has a healthy questioning of authority, mm-hmm. and that he's like promoting that here, which yeah. I totally agree with personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Just kind of going off with more of the themes mm-hmm. of the music video here, showing the title of Hagam itself, like it's all about being freed from what's forbidden.
Right.
It's all about that liberation. And so that really is shown in the music video here too. Just that there's this position of power. You've mm-hmm. got the criminal Yoongi who's like going against all of that
right.
and is being like, I'm not gonna follow what is expected of me, you know, by societal
yeah.
norms, and is able to kind of break free from that. Like
yeah.
he ends up ending that power figure at the end of the music video.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess we didn't talk about this, but at the end of the music video, after he kills the detective Yoongi, someone is chauffeuring him in a police car. He's
uh-huh.
in the back, hanging out of the back window, breeze just going through his
hair. He looks very free.
Looking so free, mm-hmm. going back to the noodle shop that he first killed someone at and has a bowl of noodles.
With potentially the same chopsticks.
The way he looks at them is as if he's wondering, are these the ones?
Yeah.
You know?
And that shot to me means that he has absolutely no remorse or guilt for what he's done. Like
yeah.
he killed that person with the chopsticks. He's also killed the power figure, the detective Yoongi.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would imagine after all, like, I mean, he like robbed a place, to think that like he did all of that. And then how do you eat after that?
Yeah.
Right. You would just be like a nervous, anxious mess. You would think.
I would imagine if this like music video is an allegory for his own life, mm-hmm. that he could feel justified in doing those, in taking these actions to get above these other people
mm-hmm.
because of what they've done to him. These,
right.
you know, the positions of authority have acted on him, or the system or whatever.
Or what they've done to others.
Right.
You
or
know?
What they've done
like,
to others.
Like he really must have felt like it was justified. Like justice was served
totally.
Here. And
totally.
That's how he can... That's really why you see him like be able to eat this meal after seeing those chopsticks, where it's like normally that would like maybe trigger someone or make their stomach kind of churn, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, no, I'm going to eat my meal now.
And the way he glances up at the camera at the end, like, you better not even question that
mm-hmm.
he's, you know, you have something to say about this. It's
right?
like the look on his face.
Yeah.
I also think that we really see that freedom and that liberation just in him robbing the noodle shop, like stealing that money. And that you were talking about the thrill and the excitement that we see the criminal Yoongi really get out of that. Like that was pure liberation. Like no inhibitions, nothing that's like gonna keep you back, hold you down, like complete freedom, happiness, joy right there.
Yeah, totally.
Which I can imagine that Yoongi feels this way when he like makes an incredible hit song. Like even though it can be hard work to put that into creatively, he must feel like he's really robbing the industry when he's like making this, you know, where it just goes to the top of the tracks or makes all this money, you know, like he's sneaking in like a thief and taking what like maybe isn't his, but it's his now, you know, because he's claimed that spot. Anyways,
think about the thrill and high you must get from that too. Once, you know, you see it being listened to and so well received by everyone. You know, just that's such an exciting time. You know, I can see why it can get addictive, you know. You keep seeking it, you keep wanting it.
Totally.
There's also a lot of themes of just like disruptive. Like you see that in the Daeshwarj Hall music video, you see that in the Haegeum music video, even in the Give It To Me music video, if we want to go through the whole trilogy here. Just like, I don't know, there's a lot of not aggression, but there's these action scenes there. I know in Give It To Me you see like a lot of arson and anger and just like kind of destroying stuff.
I just think like shaking up society, shaking up what is like the norm in that area or what's the expectations. He's like being a disruptor in how he's participating in the area, but like for his reasons, you know, for his good reasons.
Something that I really noticed that I love picking up on in both the Daeshwarj Hall and the Haegeum music video is just like the commonality. And you see a lot of the commonalities in the Haegeum music video between the detective Yoongi and the criminal Yoongi, like how they both are smoking cigarettes. You can see that like they just seem so connected through that. You know, they almost seem like the same person through that. Or how they're both getting a high off of this chase. You know, the detective Yoongi is like, I'm gonna go get this guy, and gets a high off of like just like pressing his power onto him. But then you also see the criminal Yoongi, who gets such a high off of like breaking the rules and, you know, getting the getting chased by the detective. It's there's so much. They both love the thrill. They both like, they smoke these cigarettes. They both like power. They both are greedy. It just seems like they're both the same person, but in totally different roles.
Right. It's like giving the idea that you could have had that life. That could have been you had just a few things in your life been different, and showing that someone that you think you're so different from, you could have really had the same life or had very similar lives had a couple changes been made.
I'm also just thinking like there's good and bad people in positions of power, and there's good and bad people who are seen in positions of crime.
Complex.
Very complex.
So that's kind of the music video storyline and some of the main themes that we got out of it. But we would be remiss if we did not have a little bit, at least a little bit of fangirling over.
Totally have to fangirl over this music video.
First of all, at the very beginning, they do us right by showing us a whole shot of his hand when he's first grabbing those chopsticks. We get to see his hand, which everyone knows how much we clamor over Yoongi's hands. So there it is right there.
I love that.
Veiny
that.
Arm, strong hand. It's great.
I really love the shot of just him walking in too with like the guys behind him. Like he just looks so hot. But I, for some reason, like the detective Yoongi came for me. Like both Yoongis are killing me, but the detective Yoongi with like all of his full forehead exposure, he's in this like really like that three-part suit that Yoongi was mentioning. Like he just looks so sleek and he looks hot. I'm like, damn it.
With
I
was the not scar?
The scar, like, the healed over scar, and because of his like exposed forehead, all of the, he does so much expression throughout this music video. Like he pinches his eyebrows together a lot. He looks to the side. He smirks. He does all this. And he's just like, you can see all of those, like all of those expressions so well with the full forehead out. It's just so hot. Oh my God.
And his eyebrows look like so sharp. And, they look very sharp. Like, it adds to that vibe too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks fine as hell as Detective Jungi in this suit. I really love when he steps out of the noodle shop and he starts to smoke that cigarette. I think he looks so good here.
Yeah.
Like, this is where we can get a really nice look at that hair too. And just like his general coolness that he has. It's like the calm after the storm right before he breaks off into the run. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just really got me.
The smirk before he breaks off into the run. Yes. Oh, like he's like, heck yes. Heck yes.
Also, we have to talk about this scene. It's during the second verse, and during the second verse is when we like kind of see him in the hideout and we see kind of like the detective searching for him on his trail.
Uh-huh.
But this scene, he's like running down an alleyway with a bag of tangerines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Love that he has a bag of tangerines that he stole. Like, everyone knows that Jungi loves tangerines. I love that he's like acknowledging that he loves tangerines so much. Like, he knows that the fandom is obsessed with his like tangerine obsession.
Yeah.
And I love just that detail that he put here in the music video.
Why does he look more excited about these tangerines than he did about that huge bag of money?
I know. He, like, it's not even, like, he's having the best time. It looks genuine. It looks like he's like, this is his genuine reaction while like, he just wanted to film this part of the music video and is having such a blast with it.
Yeah, totally.
I think that's why it's like authentic.
Maybe so. And, but like, this moment leads into, I feel like, one of the best shots of the whole music video.
Oh, same.
This is like, to me, this is the parallel to this in Daekjuta is the sword, the blonde sword dance moment.
Yes.
This is the Haegum version.
Yeah.
And it's where he, with his little bag of tangerines, he hops into like that rickshaw cart and then he leans his head back over the seat and we get the shot from behind. So he's like upside down looking at us and it's like, it's so quick. It's not long enough.
It's not long enough. It's so quick, but he looks so hot in this moment.
He looks like, so mischievous and chaotic.
Yeah, a little deranged. A little bit of that deranged look. He is grinning ear to ear and he's got this bag of tangerines hanging upside down off of this car.
It's hot.
Oh, it's so hot. And it's so quick. It's too quick.
It's like too fast. We can't even get a clear like screenshot of it. It's like always blurry no matter how you do it. Yeah.
Same with him running with the tangerines. It's so quick.
Yeah.
But once he gets to the hideout area, there's a shot where he looks over at the camera where he has like an unlit cigarette in his mouth. Mm-hmm. And again, smirking, cocky, looks like he's on top of the world.
Yeah.
Definitely running off of that high.
Yeah.
Super hot shot. But then we get this detective shot where, you know, he's like walking out of the like the police station area and he is on a mission and there's like this tiniest little bit of hair that is over his eye, like kind of over his nose. And it's just so, so sexy. And I love the shot too, where he's walking, trying to find the hideout. And again, he kind of like, he raises his shoulders and smirks. And I just love getting to see the detective Jungi, like having so much, like getting such a thrill out of it too. But he's also so hot.
He's like not concerned. Yeah, I love that smirk smile part in the hallway walking so hot.
Okay, but I have to say, the sexiest detective Jungi moment for me is during that second verse. He's like the hottest in the second verse of the song.
Yeah, totally.
He's like up against like a pillar and he's rapping the really fast part of the second verse. And there's like a little moment where he breathes through his teeth, like, you know, and he pinches his eyebrows together and he looks down the camera and you're like, oh shit.
Yes.
Like, oh man. Ultimate fangirl moment.
That is the best part.
Yeah.
That is like the best shot of Detective Jungi of the whole song. 100%. The lighting on him is amazing. He's also kind of like turning his head from left to right. So like we see all different angles of like just his handsomeness.
It looks like he's about to lock me up. Like, okay.
I'm intimidated. I love it. Incredible. Iconic. And then like, but these shots of him next to this pillar are like cut with like the hot hideout criminal Jungi like stacking cash, looking deranged, like as we mentioned earlier, just looking so fine here. I just, oh man, he looks so hot next to that pillar. Like there's like five pictures in this doc of him in that moment.
And the sun is kind of like setting in the background.
It's like golden hour.
Yeah, it's golden hour and it's on his face. It just
beautiful.
Yeah
No wonder why they like did 2 days of filming, because they really packed in like all of the different hours of sun that they wanted and needed. Like they have nighttime shots, they have golden hour, whatever. Mm-hmm. One of the hottest shots, and I feel like This is probably the most iconic shot.
Or like one of the hottest shots, the hottest shot, well, the most iconic hot shot.
I have to go back on what we said like 2 seconds ago, but obviously the shot of the two Yoongis, the one in the bathtub full of cash and the detective Yoongi who has taken his jacket off. So now it's just like the vest, like,
oh, yeah.
It's the middle of the interrogation, you know, mm-hmm. You're not getting out of here type of thing going on. Yeah. Very, very hot.
It's to see both of the Yoongis in one shot like this, unbelievable. But I will say, like, whenever he is contemplating if he's gonna throw that cigarette over into the sack of cash, I cannot praise Yoongi enough for his expressions. Like, the expressions he does, he plays with his eyebrows and his mouth so much to just, like, I don't know, makes you want him. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's totally on board. And he knows what he's doing. Yeah. He planned to do that. He knew.
It's in such strong contrast to, like, when you watch the music video sketch, and especially when you see him with, like, J-Hope and stuff. Yeah. Like, he's very shy, like, off camera.
I mean, I would even just say, like, not just, like, expressionless. You know, like, he just doesn't emote a lot.
I know.
Behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But when he comes on, when the camera's on and he has a job to do.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking that it's that Yoongi that J-Hope is coming to visit where he can't even make eye contact with one of his best friends of 10 years, you know?
Right.
But then at the same time, he is shoving stunt double's face into a bed of cash,
right.
Smothering them in a tub.
Yeah.
Like, just crazy. Like, the dichotomy that he has.
I know. Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Well,
sorry.
Wow. Anyways, lollygagging, not wanting to finish fangirling over this, because this next moment is when he is pulls the gun out of the water barrel, and the lighting on him and, like, the wet hair, mm-hmm. and the intensity, the way he's, like, staring down the end of the gun, just very, very sexy.
Yeah. Little demonic here.
Well, yeah.
From Yoongi.
For sure.
Staring down the barrel of the gun. Yeah. He looks so intense. But also, after he shoots the detective Yoongi, like, he looks so smug. He looks so smug. And, like, he's biting his tongue.
Like, half gummy smile into a tongue bite, like a cocky tongue bite. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
He could not be more proud and satisfied.
Job well done for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, at the very end, I just noticed his hand again. They kind of brought it full circle.
Yeah.
Because he's sitting at the
Asian... It is full circle.
Yeah.
He's with the chopsticks.
Yeah. He's sitting at the noodle shop again, and he raises his hand to, like, ask for one bowl. But again, we see, like, strong hand, strong arm, very hot. And then, the chopsticks part. The part of contemplating the chopsticks and the last look up at the camera, mm-hmm. as he's, like, mid-bite, you know?
Ugh.
Very sexy. Very impactful.
Very impactful. Yeah. And that wavy hair, like, it's, like, been wetted again here. Because he was just being drowned in that barrel water. And so you see, like, the wavy hair over his eyes, too. Like, I'm sorry. I just live for this hairstyle.
Like, I'm sure he didn't set out to make himself look so good in this music video. Like, he had a story to tell. He has some art that he has to get out. But, like, yet here we are.
Here we are.
Dying over him. Yeah.
I don't know. He looked pretty dang good in Deshwitad too, with both Yoongis.
That's very, like, true.
I don't know if it's intentional or if he just is really this naturally so sexy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's both.
It's both. It's both. When the cameras are rolling, it's just naturally so sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, I fucking love Haegum.
I do too.
Still love the song and listening to it all the time. And the music video, as a almost continuation of what we got in Deshwitad, I thought was so brilliant of Yoongi, mm-hmm. to, like, immediately think of that and want to do that, and now to finally be able to execute it. Love to see, like, his video style, and really enjoyed the approach to the storytelling.
We
perseverated a lot on these lyrics and what he's talking about, and mm-hmm. here to see him put it into action with the music video is so great.
Job well done.
Yes,
absolutely love it. All of D-Day has been on my playlist for April, May, and now June.
Yeah,
Haven't stopped listening.
No, can't stop, won't stop. Well, we will be back in a couple weeks with a episode over the Amygdala music video, so we can get a chance to talk about that as well. Mm-hmm. We hope that you enjoyed this episode on Haygum and our thoughts on it, but we would love to hear your thoughts as well. So make sure that you reply on our Instagram post or DM us or come to the Iconic Hangout on June 19th to tell us your thoughts on all things Min Yoongi and what he's been giving us with this content.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. We definitely want to thank our Iconics on Patreon, especially our VIPs. Thank you, Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, and Robin. And we look forward to talking to you guys soon. If you enjoyed this episode, please, again, let us know, write us a review, and find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.